The ANC is proposing a new amendment to land expropriation without compensation that will see decision-making shift from the country's courts to a central land czar. This was published in the Sunday Times newspaper over the weekend. What this effectively means is that instead of the judiciary making a call on land expropriation without compensation, this role would be shifted to an authority sitting in the Ministry of Land Reform, effectively a minister in the executive, rendering the judiciary redundant in this regard. The DA has come out to say this move would be unconstitutional, and of course there are questions around the extent to which the financial sector has been engaged on what expropriation without compensation will mean in those instances where there are loans issued on the given land or property concerned. Well, to get more of a legal perspective on things, I'm joined on the line by Bulelwa Mabasa. She's a director at Worksmen's Attorneys, and she's also a member of the Presidential Land Reform Advisory Panel. Thanks very much for joining us, Bulelwa. So it's said that this latest proposed amendment was adopted by the ANC in its National Executive Committee meeting earlier this month. The ANC has, you know, the numbers to push this through, to push this amendment through in Parliament, along with the support of the EFF. But can it muster constitutional support?
Hi, thanks for having me. I think it's important to distill three different issues. The first issue is that the bill that seeks to amend the Constitution has been published by Parliament, and that bill in the Constitution is the one that proposes that national legislation must be enacted in order to specify circumstances that will amount to expropriation without compensation on one hand. So that bill is not an ANC proposal, rather it's by Parliament, and in order for that bill to be passed, there would need to be a two-thirds majority on the wording of that bill. The issue around which land must be expropriated and who must decide which land is expropriated does not sit with the draft constitutional bill that I've just outlined. That's a separate bill, which is the expropriation bill, which is a piece of legislation that will give specific circumstances that govern who, you know, which land must be expropriated. And in terms of the draft bill, it said that it's the courts that have that power. So both bills, the Constitutional Amendment Bill, envisages that the courts will have the power to ultimately decide on the amount of compensation. What you have outlined is a question around the ANC. The ANC has said that they do not necessarily agree with the formulation that says the courts must decide which land is appropriate for land reform purposes.
Yes.
And here, this is a slightly different issue. As you know, South Africa is governed in terms of three arms of government, which is the legislature. Those are the people in parliament that make laws. The judiciary, those are your judges that interpret the laws, and also the executive.
Yes.
So in terms of our law, the executive has the power to make and administer and the country. So in other words, the argument that is made by the ANC is that it is not up to the court to decide which land would be appropriate for land reform or otherwise. And the reason for this is an age-old issue that we've seen in law, that the courts are not here to administer or to take over the functions of the executive. The courts are not qualified to know in terms of national planning and national administration, which land is best for what. Courts
yes.
are there to interpret the law.
Yes.
So I think there's been a bit of a conflation around this issue. The central issue here is an issue of separation of powers.
Yes.
As I give this interview, it's obviously in my personal capacity, I do not represent the panel or the views of my firm, but rather to distill the concept that the three arms of government have very distinct functions, and that it is not appropriate for courts to themselves decide which land is appropriate for land reform. However, the courts have found and made decisions around issues of compensation. So in other words, when we have to talk about what compensation is best and what isn't, it's important that the courts must retain their power for parties that are in conflict to present their points of view and their expert views to the court, so that ultimately the court decides what is the best amount of compensation.
Yes. So you think that which the court does already, that is, you know, resolve disputes around compensation, that wouldn't be best placed in the office of a minister, the Minister of Land Reform?
Look, I disagree that the Minister of Land Reform must be the ultimate decision maker on the amount of compensation, because, as you know, it's not a perfect science.
Hmm.
What should happen is that valuers or an evaluation must be presented before a court of law. Expert evidence can be taken and considered, and ultimately parties who are worrying about what the correct amount should ultimately be able to present their cases in court. Where the issue is slightly different is whether which land would be suitable for land reform purposes or otherwise.
Yeah. The ANC's Mathole Motshekga is on record to have said that having a land czar in the Ministry of Land Reform making a call on whether or not to expropriate land without compensation will create more efficacy than the court system would, arguing that it would take decades to get the land reform ball rolling, and also threatening that, you know, if this situation isn't expedited, we could see land grabs similar to those that we saw in Zimbabwe in the early noughties. What are your thoughts about this?
Look, I think it is well documented and well reported, and I think an inescapable fact that South Africa finds itself in a dire situation where there is land need across sectors of the society for different purposes. But I do not think that necessarily having a land czar, and I think that's quite an unfortunate use of words, because it does denote some kind of autocracy, that would necessarily speed it up. I think what is already happening, for example, is that we already have the Office of the Valuer General. And what this office function does is that it weighs up the value of land that is geared for land reform purposes. So in other words, we already have a public office in the Office of the Valuer General that looks at valuations for property or assets that are geared for land reform purposes. And that is not necessarily an office that sits within, that is under the responsibility of a cabinet minister,
yeah,
but that it should be able to exercise some kind of independence, taking into account, obviously, all the market principles that apply in determining valuations. The difficulty with this is that this office has been undercapacitated and that it has not been able to deal with the sheer volume of to require valuations. But I think it's also important to say issues of compensation ultimately must be able to be determined in a fast-track manner. Having those issues in the office of the minister is not necessarily the solution.
Yeah. When it comes to, you know, the banks who have issued loans over land or property that's subject to expropriation without compensation, as things stand now, what sort of legal recourse will they have?
So, as I pointed out earlier, there should be a distinction between the Draft Constitutional Amendment Bill, which is a constitutional amendment on one hand, and the expropriation bill, which was tabled but had to be withdrawn because the constitutional amendment had to happen first.
Hmm.
But let me say that in terms of that bill, if it stays the way that it is, any transactions that are bonded by by banks wouldn't fall within the category of expropriation without compensation. And there's actually a specific excluding those types of properties.
Right.
So I think that issue has already been resolved if the bill is retained in the form that it was published in December 2018.
Mm. All right, Bulelwa, this is a very complex discussion, of course. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. That was Bulelwa Mabasa speaking in her own capacity, but she does have a lot of experience in this area, being a director at Worksmen's Attorneys and a member of the Presidential Land Reform Advisory Panel.